T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I would like to, thank you for taking my advice I gave you last week, even though you made fun of me and tried to, like, put me on the spot. But Mookie Betts at leadoff. I mean, I know it didn't work out. It was 0-4. But still, I mean, you know, I'd like to think you're taking some advice from your buddies over here.
Hey, Alex, you're a better manager than him. Stick to your own lineups.
Grayson, you got to be ready when you come with those with me, brother.
Baseball Insider. It's time for our weekly get-together with the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora. It's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. Live from Kansas City, it's Alex Cora. Hey, Alex.
What's going on?
How are you? How are you doing? All right?
I'm doing good. Always looking forward to talking to Christian. You know, he's the Baseball Insider. He can help me out through the week. I've been following you guys through the week, and, I mean, he... You know, the hockey knowledge,
it's impressive.
Now he's the hockey insider. I mean, all around player. That's how you roll.
Yeah, you know what? I'm proud of you. I'm like a utility man.
Five-tool player.
Right. Yeah. Five-tool player.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it, Alex?
There's a difference between the 5-tool player and us utility guys, you know? You want to be the 5-tool player.
Okay, yeah, good. It is amazing, though. You look at Christian, you say, good-looking goofball, right? And then you find out there's a lot more internally in there. And
there's layers.
It's all coming out now. It's absolutely amazing.
A lot of layers.
All right, we keep on bringing this up every single week with you, and I think you've won one series now in the last six. And you know the situation in the division. You know the situation in the playoffs. You've got to get on a run here. What do you think is preventing you guys from getting on that run?
I do feel we've been inconsistent offensively, you know, for everything people talk about, the pitching staff and all that. But I think offensively we haven't clicked. You know, we're scoring runs, and the numbers, they look very similar to who we were last year. But on a daily basis, it doesn't feel that way. And we have to get into that. You know, we haven't played fast like we did last year. You know, we made some adjustments throughout the week that I feel that is going to help us to do that. We haven't been good with men in scoring position. We're striking out too much. And now we just got to get back to basics. Yesterday, it was a good sign. Brock put a good swing, you know, with men in scoring position. Nooney came off the bench, made contact with two strikes. Yeah, the result was great, but him making contact is a good sign. So we'll keep grinding and try to find it, you know. We will find it. That's no doubt about it. But those are the things that we have to do offensively to become the elite team that we know we are.
So Mookie is back in the leadoff spot. It is confirmed. It doesn't look like you're saying that he's not. You're going to go with Mookie at leadoff for the rest of the season. Why'd you make the change?
Yeah, Mookie's going to lead off.
Why'd you make the change?
I think it just gave us the freedom to do other things in the two spot. You know, I know Andrew wasn't getting on base in the first inning, but after that, he was getting on base. He was actually, his numbers are very similar. But it gave us the freedom to run in that spot, you know, and put pressure on people. You know, we can hit and run with him. You know, you're not going to hit and run with your best hitter, and everybody knows that. And, you know, now with Mookie, he can get on. Andrew has a hole at first. You know, it just didn't work out, you know, the first 60 games. It didn't feel right, you know, kind of like to manage the game. It was kind of like we just sit there and wait for the extra base hit and try to score from first. It limited us to do certain things offensively that we did great last year. Hey, we gave it a try, and then I decided, no, you know, we're going to go with this lineup. Another thing, you know, what Rafi's doing has been amazing. So try to, you know, maximize JD behind Benny, have Rafi behind JD, and then you got Xander. So I think from 1-4, or through 5, sorry, he's pretty solid. So I think this is going to help us out to get where we want to go offensively.
Alex, after Sunday's win, I think somebody asked you whether it was a big win, obviously, and you spent a lot of time actually talking about the Yankees and how they just keep coming at you, and it I don't want to say it sounded like you were watching his team on the other side of the field and, you know, envious of them, but you were impressed with how they go about their business.
Not envious. It's not envious. It's a reflection of who we were last year.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, the way they're playing the game, putting the ball in play, relentless at bats, that's what we did last year, and that's where we have to go. You know, right now they're the best team in the division, and why hide it? You know, it's just being honest, you know. So I do feel like they're doing certain things very similar to us, and just like we did very similar things to, like, as Houston the mm-hmm. previous year. And that's how it works in the league, you know. You want to emulate the best, you know. And, oh, they're putting the ball in play with two strikes. Well, let's do that. And if you look at their lineup from top to bottom – right now, you know, most of those guys, they put the ball in play. So, you know, it wasn't that cool to see them play, but it was cool to see that brand of baseball. And we know we can play to that just like them, you know, just like we did last year.
You know, I know a big part of that order in that inning, eighth inning, when you brought Barnes in after the game, I think you said something about it was a big game for us. And you brought him in there, and you win that ball game. I want to go back to the middle of the week. You've said it with us many, many times. You quote Terry Francona about chasing wins. And my thing is there a moment in a season, you don't want to do it all the time to burn guys, but do you recognize certain games, I need this W, even if it makes it uncomfortable tomorrow? Do you ever see yourself doing that?
I mean, yeah, you can do it, but where we were during the week, you got to remember where we were coming from that weekend. You know, David was sick. We had to go to the bullpen. We had to use the guys on Sunday. And, you know, people think, oh, 2 days, 3 days, you know, we got a lot of information that others don't, you know, and then you have to be very careful, because if we use certain guys down three, down four, yeah, the score, we score nine, but when we score nine, down seven, down eight, or on the 2-1, 4-3 game, you know what I mean? So you have to have the pulse of what's going on offensively that day, where you at with the bullpen, and you have to make decisions. On Sunday, well, you know what, we got an off day the next day. That's a team that has come back a lot the last 10 days. We have to just go with the best right there and try to put it down. It didn't work out, kind of, you know, but we got the 27 outs. We move on, and now we're here in Kansas City.
We're talking to Alex Cora, as we do every Wednesday. You just mentioned information. So Michael Chavis comes up, gives you great energy, gives you a big bat and a lot of production. Now suddenly they're running that fastball out at him. They see something. They see a weakness in his game. How do you correct that right now? Because you know the book is out on him. How do you correct that with the kid?
Yeah, it's just like every other player. You know, everybody is going to get attacked in a certain way. There's so much information that, you know, it's unreal. You know, we know where to go in certain spots, and we feel that we're going to get people out there, you know. And right now, I don't know if he should keep swinging or be, you know, more patient. You know, are there strikes or the balls, you know? So now we're getting into the point like, oh, do we get on top of that pitch or we take that pitch? Can they execute that pitch three times in a row for strikes? Or actually, you're going to be behind, they're going to be behind in the count 2-0. So, you know, we talk mechanics, we talk about being disciplined up in the zone, and, you know, you have to make adjustments. And I think he did it early in the season. And now, obviously, we play some teams that have some special fastballs, like the Yankees and Astros. They went to a certain spot. Yeah, the other teams are going to try to emulate that. But, you know, sometimes as a team, you got to be careful trying to do the things Houston and the Yankees do, because you don't have those special fastballs. You don't have that command. So, you know, you still have to preach him, hey, stay in the zone, stay in the zone, stay in the zone. Try to get your pitch. The pitch, when you get your pitch, that's the one you have to attack. And that's what we've been doing. And hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later, he starts getting barrels to the ball, start driving the ball to right center, and it will be fun again.
You know, I keep reading all these different articles, and, you know, and Glenn actually alluded to a little bit about going on runs, and all the Red Sox need to do is get hot. And we brought this up the other day. What do you consider, like, a winning streak in baseball? Like, if going on a run, getting on a rhythm, how many games in a row do you have to win? And you would say, wow, that was a good winning streak.
I honestly think that every team in the big leagues has at least one 10-game winning streak, or nine. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the best team in the big leagues or you have the worst record in baseball. I think the Marlins went on a streak not too long ago, 2 weeks. They won 7, 8, whatever. I do feel like when you win 17 out of 20, and that's when you're hot, you know. And right now we haven't done that. I think our longest winning streak is what, four games or
five,
something like that.
Five.
Yeah, yeah, or whatever, or we win 8 out of 10. So I do feel like when you win 17 out of 20, 18 out of 20, that's when you start separating yourself from the pack. The good thing is, like, right now, we're still in 500, you know. It'll be tough if you're 10 games under and then you win 10 in a row and you get back to 500. You still have a lot of work to do to go with the elite team. So, you know, hopefully we can go onto that run right now, get to 15 over, 20 over, and see where we at and keep playing the way, you know, we know we can play and get to first place.
Yeah, you know, some guys are, I guess, really uptight about talking about the standings and, you know, the records and, you know, comparing them to, you know, the teams that are ahead of them or behind them, whatever. Do you guys discuss that? Is that something, or is that, like, taboo? Let's not look at the standings. Let's not worry about how far the Yankees are ahead of us. It's too early. Are guys actually discussing it? Like, okay, this is the goal. Let's go get them.
No, I mean, everybody knows where we at, and the players do know where they at. For me, I follow baseball, so I know who's who are where they at. But the most important thing as a manager is start playing better baseball. You know, when we click and we start playing the brand of baseball that we know we can play, that's when you're like, okay, here we go. Where we at? You know, and that can happen very quick. You know, Chris can go tonight. He goes 7 innings. Tomorrow, we score a lot of runs. We go over the weekend. We play Tampa. We beat him 3 out of 4. And then Monday, he's like, oh, well, where we at now? You know, and we're playing good baseball. So that's the way I see it. You know, on a daily basis, my goal is for us to play elite baseball, you know, and we haven't done that consistently. So when we start being consistent at doing that, then I look around and see where we at and, okay, this is what we have to do to win the division and to catch Tampa or the Yankees.
You know, usually when you sign a guy, Alex, like 6-7 year deal, usually about year 3 or 4, you say, wow, that's a pretty good bargain. And when it comes to Xander Bogaerts, it hasn't even kicked in yet, and I feel like you guys got a steal with this guy. He was great last year. I don't know if he's just building off of last year, but he looks even more comfortable or maybe more determined to prove he's worth it. I don't know, but do you sense something just different with him, or is it just an extension of last year?
No, I think it's he buying into the concept that he's a slugging shortstop, you know, that it's not about hitting 320 with him. He can drive the ball all over the place and, oh, you know, I'm slugging and I can hit 300. That's a cool part of it. Defensively, he's been solid with us. I think in the clubhouse, you can see that, you know, the commitment we made to Xander is paying off right now. You know, talking to Chavis, talking to Devers, you know, talking to veterans and trying to fix a few things. And he's a guy that I'm very proud of. You know, he's a kid that he made a decision before the season. You know what? I want to be with the Red Sox. Let's get this done. You know, the Boris Corporations and the Red Sox, they did an outstanding job finding common ground to keep him here. And, you know, he's playing like the best shortstop in baseball right now.
I want to go back to what you were just talking about, where your team is around 500, and if you want to make the playoffs, you're probably going to have to win 90-plus games. I think Tampa Bay did that last year in the second half of the season, and they were about 500 at this time of the year. You made a couple of acquisitions during the season last year when you were winning all of these games. We're down to, what, one trading deadline now, right? That's the way they're doing it in baseball. Are you guys having conversations right now about looking at your team, looking at the weaknesses? Is it too early for that to sit there and say, okay, now we need to add this or we need to add that?
No, I think obviously you look around and see the things that are going on and what's going on around the league, and you have some conversations, but I think after the draft is over and we get back home and see, you know, when Nate is going to come back, how are we gonna use the bullpen the rest of the season? You know, who's coming back? Who's gonna get sent down? Who's healthy? Who's not? Then you're like, okay, this is where we have to go. And you know, right now, if you look around the league, it seems like everybody in the National League is in the hunt. You know, at least the wild card. You know, and it feels that way too in the American League, where there's a lot of teams that, you know, they're around playing 500 and they're within one game or two games out of the wild card. So it's early, but it's not too early to start the conversations, because realistically, you know who you are and where you have to go and the things that you have to do better. So you start talking about that, and whenever, you know, the ownership and the front office decide to improve the team, they will. And you know, we just have to put ourselves in a good place for them to make decisions like that.
Speaking of Nate, he got up to, what, 73 pitches in a simulated game, counting warm-ups. What's next? Is it a minor league rehab, and you expect to see him within the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think I'm heading to the ballpark in a little bit, and we're going to sit with Nate, talk to Brad and Dave in a conference call and see where he's at, see how he reacted from yesterday's workload. But, you know, it doesn't feel like he's that far away. I don't know if it's a similar game or a rehab assignment, but you know, the stuff obviously is good, but there's other stuff that comes into play, mechanics and executing pitches. And, you know, you don't want to put a guy out there, you know, like he doesn't feel 100% right with mechanics or executing pitches, who just came out of surgery. So we have to be very careful, but he doesn't feel that he's going to be that long. It's just a matter of how we're going to structure this for him to be ready to pitch at the big league level.
But he's definitely a starter for you when he comes back, correct?
As of now, talking to you, yes, he is.
Ooh, you leaving the door open here?
You have to always, huh? That's how it works.
By the way, can you call Christian back when you find out? Because he's looking for more scoops today. He's on a roll. If you can help him out, that'd be really good. It's time for our Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex. This one's submitted by Benji Schieffer from Needham, Massachusetts. What has surprised you the most about your team this year besides the rocky start that you guys had? I think Benji's looking for something positive that surprised you this year.
Rafi's defense, you know, everybody have been talking about Rafi offensively, what he did in the month of May. You know, he was a player of the month of the American League. But defensively, the last month, you start looking at him and comparing numbers with others, he's been elite, you know. And we're very proud that he made a commitment in the offseason to his game, and it's paying off right now.
And he's keeping that weight down, boy. He looks good, huh? Does look good.
He can run.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped doing the gift card, you know, that was a bad idea.
Ice cream.
You know what happens with him?
What?
Like, you know, everything is incentive driven. You know, you tell him, okay, $5 if you hit the wall. Boom, he hits the wall, you know. And I go, okay, $75 gift certificates for your favorite restaurant. And if you walk, and all of a sudden he walks 5 times in 3 days, you know, doesn't work that way. We knew he was just, you know, he was chasing the. He was chasing the food instead of the walk, so, yeah.
Just tell him he doesn't do his homework.
That's all.
Just tell him that next time. He's so young, but that was different.
There's your Cumberland Farms.
He's unreal, man, but he's playing great, man. He's been amazing. Wow.
Your Cumberland Farms question of the week brought to you, of course, by Cumberland Farms and their farmhouse blend iced coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Cor every Wednesday. Before we leave you, boy, you're a hero on social media. There's a video out there with a kid, and he said, it's my birthday. I want to meet Mookie Betts. And you took him right out of the stands, took him out in the field. Now, did you ask him for his ID? Because if I'm a kid now, I'm showing up at the ballpark. That's what I'm doing. It's my birthday, Alex. Can I get over there and meet Devers?
Well, we trusted the kid yesterday. So if there's like 5 signs today at the stadium, then we're going to stop doing that.
Yeah. Watch out. Get ready for it. All right, pal. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Okay, man.
All right, guys. See you later. Alex Cor right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.